Now, next to the death of Ben Bradlee, the former editor of the Washington Post, he was the man, of course, at the helm when Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein's stories helped bring down President Richard Nixon. Doyle McManus is a columnist with the LA Times now. He's on the line. Doyle, good afternoon or good morning to you. How will you remember Ben Bradlee?
Ben Bradlee was just a larger-than-life figure. One of the editors who competed against him today said he was the last of the Lion King editors. And I think that's how he'll be remembered. It's been an interesting phenomenon to see the outpouring of reverence for Ben Bradlee, because it's both for the man and I think for the fact that he represents a golden age of American newspapers that isn't there anymore.
Well, is it not there anymore, even to any degree, or has it just become bland?
I think it's actually mostly financial pressure. It's really quite simple. The business has gotten very different. When Ben Bradlee was the editor of the Washington Post, the two most important pieces of the entire media universe in this country were the Washington Post and the New York Times. There were other competitors like the Wall Street Journal and my paper, the Los Angeles Times, but really, and a few television networks, but the newspapers were king. And what has happened is the combination of new information sources from the internet and the terrible financial pressure on newspapers, which has caused the Post and other newspapers to shrink. They're just not as big and powerful anymore.
The deep pockets aren't there. What about the backbone? Has that gone too?
Oh, I think that's still there. Actually, the current editor of the Post, who's a man named Marty Baron, in a sense is as close to the spiritual heir of Ben Bradlee as you're likely to find. He's just as tough as Ben. He's not as swashbuckling. He's not as buccaneering. He's not as cinematic a figure as Ben Bradlee was, but then hardly anyone was. But no, there's still good investigative work done. For example, the Washington Post last year won a Pulitzer Prize for breaking many of the stories in the Edward Snowden NSA case. So, no, a lot of the fighting spirit is still there. There just aren't the resources.
Doyle, thanks indeed for talking to us. Doyle McManus, their columnist with the LA Times. Now,